Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 8. The two men. Now don't get the title wrong. Yes, the two men. And we are, in the first instance, the very, very first instance, talking about two men. But Jeremiah is a prophet. Jeremiah is a preacher. And he's preaching to Judah. And it's not just two men. If you like, in his day, we could put it two nations. Which nation will Judah be? And as I say, he is a prophet. So he is speaking to us today. Yes, the two men. But we're not talking now about two nations. We're talking about the church. What kind of church will we be? The two men, Jeremiah 17, 5 to 8. Well, the two men are quite clear. We have verse 5 and verse 7, the cursed man and the blessed man. This is what the Lord says, not just simply Jeremiah. Jeremiah speaking, but the Lord is declaring through him. Brother and sister, we need to hear this today. This is the Lord speaking to us. The Lord speaking in his word. First, cursed is the one who trusts in man. That's the first man. And then verse 7, but, what a glorious word. But blessed is the man, blessed is the man. Truly happy, truly blessed of God is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. The two men, the two nations, the two churches, if you like, are distinguished by this. The one will trust in man. He will depend, verse 5, on flesh for his strength. His heart turns away from the Lord. Well, of course, that's Judah. Gone down to Egypt, gone to Assyria, gone to anywhere and anywhere and everywhere to find some kind of help. To cover up their paganism, their idolatry, their breaking over the covenant, their kicking away the Lord, their disregard for God and his word, and their cursed of God. The arm of flesh is failing them. They trust their own, they trust others, they trust the world, they trust the pagans, and they will fail. Cursed is the man. Cursed is the one. Cursed is the nation. Cursed is Judah. Cursed, just like Israel before them, Judah will go into captivity. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength. Their mind, their heart is turned away from the Lord. I say the same is going on today in the evangelical world. There is a trusting in man. There is a dependence on flesh. There is a pandering to flesh. There is a boosting of flesh. What can we feed it with? How can we entertain it? How can we attract it? How can we hold it? How can we amuse it? Oh, these are the very things that are being spoken about. Of course, these words aren't used, are they? No. There's a sprinkling of a spirituality, spiritual ease about the place. The truth is, it's flesh. And the word is quite clear. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. Old covenant language, I know. Old covenant blessings. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. It is catastrophic, as we have seen. Their confidence is in flesh, man, not in the Lord. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Verse 7 and 8. Psalm 1 to a T. This is Psalm 1 all over again. Now, it's Old Covenant, yes. Now, what can we say about the New? Well, let the prophet Zechariah take us there. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And how about Paul in Philippians 3:3-4? I have no confidence in the flesh. The arm of flesh, it fails. Though I could boast about the flesh, I will not. No confidence in the flesh. How about Christ, Isaiah 11:2-4? He came in the power of the Spirit. How about Paul, 1 Corinthians 2:4-5? In the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, not flesh. Paul didn't set up schemes to feed the ungodly, to amuse the ungodly, to entertain the ungodly, to pander to the ungodly, to boost the ungodly, hoping to attract the ungodly to the church. Not at all, not at all. The weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, are mighty through God, but they're not carnal. They are spiritual. Prayer, preaching, the word of God, discipline, holy living, the gospel, you see, the law of Christ, the new covenant. Well, you can see the application, the two men. It applies to the individual. Unbeliever, you trust yourself for salvation. You think you can save yourself. Like Henty, I'm the master of my fate. I'm the captain of my soul. I can see to it. No, you can't. You must come to the end of yourself and come and cast yourself alone, trusting upon Christ alone. Come and trust yourself alone on Christ. The application is to the individual, the unbeliever, to the individual believer too. Let us live, my friend, by faith in the power of God, under his word, obedient to his covenant, keeping his law, that is Christ's law, the gospel. But of course it's the corporate too. Judah, well, what about us today? The ecclesia, the church, the evangelicals. Well, I've made the point over and over again. I believe that this hits the nail right on the head. I believe it could be said of the evangelical churches today, and increasingly so. They trust in man, they depend on flesh for their strength, and their heart will turn away from the Lord, and the generation to come after this system will be in a shocking state. I see verse 5 being fulfilled today, and the consequences in verse 6 will come. The question then for me is, who am I? But as a preacher, I must ask this question. The two men. Which are you? Which are